Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Deutsche Telekom has raised its annual targets following a strong quarterly performance driven by its U.S. mobile subsidiary T-Mobile, signaling robust strategic momentum. An innovative project in PlowMC is testing gigabit-level connectivity on trains through a collaboration led by Telefónica/O2 and other major operators. And the reintroduction of the O2 Blue tariffs offers modified tiered data plans available exclusively via distribution partners.
A report published on Handelsblatt.com and by Reuters details that Deutsche Telekom has raised its annual targets following a surprisingly strong quarterly performance. The company now forecasts an operating result of more than 45 billion euros, a revision driven primarily by the strong performance of its U.S. mobile subsidiary, T-Mobile, which recently adjusted its 2025 customer growth objectives. In the quarter, revenue increased by 4% to 28.7 billion euros, while adjusted operating profit rose by 5% to reach 11 billion euros, despite a nearly 7% decline in free cash flow to 4.88 billion euros, a figure that still exceeded market expectations. Tim Höttges, the company's chief executive officer, expressed optimism about continued strong growth on both sides of the Atlantic Eye, reinforcing the positive momentum. This update underscores Deutsche Telekom's confidence in its strategic approach and its ability to navigate a dynamic market landscape, and it serves as an important competitive signal in the telecommunications sector, notably for competitors such as O2 Telefónica.
The Süddeutsche Zeitung reports on an innovative project in PlowMC that aims to enhance internet connectivity on trains. The article details how a converted ICE is being used in the Advanced Train Lab project to test the delivery of gigabit-level data services during motion. The project involves using the most modern available 5G technology, operating on relatively short wavelengths to achieve high data throughput. However, the short wavelengths require a dense deployment of transmitters and receivers along the track to avoid dead zones, a challenge that calls for collaboration among major mobile operators. Telefónica/O2, along with Telecom, Vodafone, and 1&1, is expected to share infrastructure as part of the model project JINT-XT with the EU-mandated Future Rail Mobile Communication System, FRMCS, scheduled to replace current systems by 2035.
In another development, Telltarif.de provides an update on the reintroduction of the O2 Blue tariffs in a modified form. The article outlines that these tariffs will be available exclusively through distribution partners, instead of direct sales by the network operator. The new plans begin at a monthly fee of €9.99 with the O2 Blue XL offering 20 gigabytes of high-speed data, progressing to higher tiers that provide up to 150 gigabytes per month for €29.99. All tariffs include a flat rate for domestic calls and SMS in Germany and feature international roaming. Although customers will have access to GSM, LTE, and 5G networks, the O2 Blue plans offer capped speeds at 50 megabit per second for downloads and 32 megabit per second for uploads, distinguishing them from other plans where higher data transfer rates are typically accessible.
According to computerbuild.de, Vodafone has significantly updated its prepaid portfolio by completely overhauling its Qualia offerings. The article explains that, as of 9th of April 2025, the traditional Qualia digital and classic tariffs have been discontinued, introducing the new Qualia One tariff with a daily fee of €1 and the Qualia Start option, which provides an affordable flagship alternative with a modest data allowance. Alongside these changes, the updated portfolio now features enhanced all-net flat tariffs in three variants, S, M, and L, offering increased data volumes of 15, 30, or 60 gigabytes, along with unlimited domestic and EU-wide calls and SMS, as well as free allocated minutes for international communication from Germany. The narrative further details the revitalization of the Qualia Black tariff into an unlimited data plan and the introduction of an annual tariff option that now includes 180 gigabytes for 12 months, together with the flexible, contract-free web sessions designed to meet varying short-term data needs both nationally and internationally. In summary, the article from computerbuild.de outlines Vodafone's strategic measures to bolster its competitive positioning by leveraging its robust 5G network, streamlining the prepaid offering with cost-free SIM activations, and providing an array of tariff options designed to appeal to a diverse customer base in a dynamic market landscape.
The Handelsblatt article reports that OpenAI is reportedly in early talks about a potential secondary stock sale by its current and former employees, aiming for a valuation of $500 billion. According to this report, if this valuation is reached, the company would become the world's most valuable privately held entity, surpassing even high-profile organizations such as SpaceX, which is valued at $350 billion. The article explains that the secondary sale, supported by notable investors including Thrive Capital and with Microsoft as a major backer, could raise billions of dollars to enhance OpenAI's computational infrastructure, improve existing AI applications, and further develop its models. It also highlights that this move comes amid increasing competition from rivals like Meta, which is aggressively recruiting top AI talent with significant compensation packages. And there are internal debates about whether such stock sales are advisable, considering CEO Sam Altman's promise of a more substantial value increase once breakthrough technologies like AGI are achieved. Furthermore, the narrative details that despite ChatGPT attaining 700 million weekly active users, the company faces high operational costs and recorded a loss of about $5 billion in 2024, even as revenue reached $3.7 billion. Additionally, it is noted that OpenAI is moving forward with preparations for the release of GPT-5, expected in mid-August, to solidify its leadership in the competitive generative AI market. The article also discusses the involvement of high-profile figures such as former Apple chief designer Joni Ive in a new hardware initiative aimed at creating a novel terminal specifically designed for AI, a project underscoring the company's ambition to redefine human-computer interaction. This development from the technology sector is significant for industry observers, including O2 Telefonica, as it indicates evolving trends in innovation and competitive dynamics that may influence broader market strategies.
The article from Welt.de provides an in-depth look at the challenges of delivering reliable internet connectivity on high-speed European trains. It explains that despite the marketing claims made by various rail companies, onboard Wi-Fi remains problematic due to the high speeds that cause devices to switch between mobile network masts every 45 to 60 seconds, a situation further complicated by the Doppler effect. The piece reports that the construction of trains, including metal and coated glass windows, acts like a Faraday cage, significantly impeding the propagation of radio signals. Furthermore, the publication highlights additional hurdles, such as natural obstacles like trees and extensive tunnel networks, which exacerbate the issue by absorbing or blocking the 5G frequency bands typically used for faster connections. Lastly, the article notes that while some rail operators are experimenting with complementary satellite solutions in an attempt to bridge coverage gaps, the reliance on outdated Wi-Fi 4 technology and the fundamental limitations of the available network infrastructure continue to undermine efforts to ensure stable, high-speed internet service on board.
The publication NTV.de reports that Freenet has successfully increased both revenue and profit in the first half of the year, despite experiencing slower growth in its Waipu TV segment. The article titled "Waipu TV Grows Slower, Freenet Increases Revenue and Profit" explains that by leveraging a well-established customer base, Freenet achieved an overall customer increase of 161,000, of which 61,000 were attributed to Waipu TV, even though this represents a significant slowdown compared to the previous year when growth was more than five times as high. It is noted that the mobile and TV provider has lowered its full-year target for average revenue per mobile contract customer, anticipating a moderately falling ARPU that decreased by approximately 2% to €17.40 in the first half of the year, a consequence attributed in part to the intense price competition within the German mobile telecommunication market. In addition, despite a slight decline in mobile segment operating profit due to increased marketing costs, Freenet has maintained a robust outlook with expected operating profits of 520 to 540 million euros and a free cash flow projection of 300 to 320 million euros, reinforcing its financial stability. Moreover, the publication details that Freenet has announced a strategic reorganization of its board of directors, planning a reduction from 6 to 2 members. Specifically, CEO Robin Harries and CFO Ingo Arnold, whose contract has been extended until the end of 2029. Signaling a move towards streamlined governance as the company navigates challenging market dynamics.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefónica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.